Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers. I'm your host, and I am so excited to be here tonight because I haven't done a live show in a month because I was very busy moving and traveling and whatnot. And so I'm really excited to be here. This is a new time slot for me. My show used to be every Thursday afternoon, or early evening if you're on the East Coast. And so now I'm doing a show 2 Wednesdays a month, the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at this time slot. So I'm very excited and I'm very happy to be here. And for those of you that have not listened to my show before, welcome. The show is really dedicated to the exploration of the mystic science of the cards, which is an ancient oracle and reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was first a calendar in ancient times, and it is a lost book of time and a lost book of wisdom. Well, actually, it's found now. So now that we're here, and I have a couple of books that I've written on this, and there are other books out there that have been written on this. And the first book that I found in 1990 that I felt reunited me with this wisdom was published in 1947. So, and there was a book previous to that was published in the 1800s. And who knows what was published back in ancient times and how. It's an amazingly accurate system. And the thing that I love about it so much is it's a very usable tool. And it helps us to understand more completely who we really are. And I think in that understanding, we give ourselves greater permission to express who we really are. My second book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships, reveals our relationship connections. And this book just came out in December, and I'm getting such wonderful feedback because it really helps people be more enlightened about who they are in relationship and what their relationships are about. So we're talking about this today for the next hour. And if you're new and you want to check out my website, it's staroftheMagi.com, staroftheMagi. If you want to shoot me an email while I'm on the air, you can do that to staroftheMagi@earthlink.net. Did I say staroftheMagi.com? And also, we have open lines. If you want to call in and talk to me, please feel free to do that. Those lines are on your screen. And I think we have someone on the line. Do I have a caller?
Yes, you do.
Hi,
this is Leanne.
Leanne, hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for being here and offering such a great service.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. You're very welcome.
Where are you calling from? I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Got a little accent there.
Oh, yeah.
Southern Belle.
Well, I just wanted to see if I could maybe get a reading with the cards.
Absolutely. When's your birthday?
5/4/1966.
So you're 42 right now?
I am.
And are you familiar with this system?
I am, a little bit.
Uh-huh. And you are the Two of Spades.
Okay.
So your birthday is a Two of Spades birthday, and you're a Taurus, so that means your planetary ruling card, which is your Venus card, is the Six of Clubs. Now, I'm going to go straight to your seven-year cycle. I want to tell everybody who's listening, I'm going to keep my readings to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because that way everybody has a chance to get in here. And if someone's on the line, you can go ahead and call in and wait if you want. Okay, so Leanne, when you turned 42 on your last birthday, you went into a new 7-year cycle.
Okay.
And in that 7-year cycle, you have the Ace of Hearts in your house. So the first thing this tells me is this 7 years is a time when you are going to create a new relationship with yourself.
Okay.
It's a time to deepen your relationship with yourself in some way. And maybe what I'm feeling very strongly is you're giving yourself permission or the freedom to do something that you've already always wanted to do, but you never did.
Oh, wow, you're awesome. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I feel that so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a really, really powerful time. And I'll tell you something. After your birthday, it's huge because you have the Ten of Diamonds as your long-range card.
Okay.
Right now, you've had this influence that of the Six of Spades, which is really, it's like your soul is calling to you, you know.
Right.
You've been experiencing that, right?
Yeah.
And through, you know, letting go of the past, forgiving anybody you needed to forgive, and accepting things the way they were, you've really opened yourself up to move forward in this way, which is very powerful. This is going to be an incredible year for you.
Wow, that's exactly what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to see if the cards in any way say anything about my career or what career is the best for me to pursue. Is there any way to...
Well, you know...
Uh-huh.
You are a natural-born teacher. You know that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a tremendous influence of spiritual wisdom and energy in your cards right now.
Right.
And there's also a lot of energy around you tapping into your creativity and really acknowledging your brilliance, perhaps, in a way that you haven't before.
Right.
Your work, are you working now?
Yeah, I've been working from home for a number of years, and I'm really tired of it.
And yeah, your work is going to change in a big way, and one of the things that I feel is going to lead you, and I'm going to look at your yearly cycle here in a second.
Okay.
Got a couple more minutes. Is that, do you do any type of volunteer work, or have you thought about doing that?
I thought about it.
I think you ought to go in that direction because it's going to open some unusual doors for you.
Okay.
And they're going to lead you to your work shifting.
Okay. I actually have thought of that. I have an idea. Well, I know what's calling me. I know what I'm being called to do. It seems kind of really big, like too big to be true. I want to follow it, but I guess I've got fears that I won't be able to provide for myself until I, you know, make it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was wanting to see if the cards could tell me a little bit
more. I think
more.
You need to be doing two things at once.
Okay.
To begin with.
Okay.
You know, I see you bringing in multiple streams of income. Okay. Does what you want to do have to do with women or children?
I don't know. Maybe.
Uh-huh. I would let yourself be open to that.
Okay. Why would you say that?
Because of what I see in your cards.
Okay.
Because of what I see. I mean, after your birthday, I mean, you're in Neptune right now. You're in a 52-day Neptune cycle until your birthday.
Okay.
And this is a time when you dream. It's like being in the birth canal, okay?
Okay.
You look back over time, And over the last year, and you could even look further back because you just began this new 7-year cycle this year. And it's like, it's a time when you need to just reflect and be and really allow yourself to be with your intuitive self and dream.
That's what
because
I've been doing a lot of.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do until your birthday.
Okay.
And when you have your birthday, your whole life is going to change. I mean, you are going to reinvent and recreate yourself.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is awesome.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, yes, it's going to be very powerful. And you, if you, do you meditate? Okay, so you, it would be really good for you to meditate on a regular basis. You're
going to
have the Nine of Spades sitting in your house with the King of Clubs. I mean, you want to really tap into this energy. It's like a whole year of constant spiritual initiation.
Okay.
Very, very powerful. And you're going to be more disciplined and, you know, it's going to be incredible.
Okay.
All right. You're going to start a new business.
I am?
Uh-huh. And it's going to cost you some money, but it's going to bring you a lot of pleasure. As long as you let go in the process and allow yourself to be guided and don't try to push anything.
Do you know what kind of business?
No, but, you know, I really want to move on in case somebody else wants to call.
Okay.
Because I've had people say to me, stay on the phone too long.
Oh,
so
I see.
I want to keep it short. But
sure.
So, you know, I would just be open to what I said to you earlier about women and kids.
All right, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
So I want to keep the reading short so that people can call in. Please feel free to call in. And I also want you to know that I do private sessions with people. I do my work on the phone, and I do private readings. And for the rest of April and the first half of May, I'm actually offering a discounted rate for my readings. So you can email me if you're interested in that. I'm doing that because, you know, things are interesting in our great world today. So, Leanne, if you're still listening, I think it's really, really important for you to, I see you creating something that you're going to offer to people, that helps them in some way. And in order for me to really get in that, I want to look at all your different cycles. I want everybody to know, if you've never listened to me or my show before, or you're not familiar with the system, I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. I'm actually reading charts that are based on, first of all, our birthday. Each day of the year is associated with a card. If you haven't explored this system before, just think about this. There are 52 weeks in the year and 52 cards in the deck. There are 12 months in a year. And there are 12 court cards in the deck, the jacks, queens, and kings. There are 4 seasons in a year, and there are 4 suits in the deck, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades, which correlate with spring, summer, fall, and winter. And then there are, within each one of those 4 seasons, there are 13 weeks, sorry. And in each one of those suits, there are 13 cards, the ace through the king. So when you add the whole card deck up, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, it equals 364, and we add the joker, and we have 365, the number of days in the year. You can check this out on my website. If you go to the nav bar and click on the cards, I have this written out, and I also talk about your 4 personal significator cards, and I also have a sample chart on there so you can see what I'm talking about. And I think I have a caller. Is that true?
Yes, it's Janet.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
Good.
Another two of spades. Back to back, two of spades.
Ah. Yeah, I just turned 43.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I miss
Happy
you.
Birthday to you. So 43, wow. You and Leanne, you're like a month apart here.
That is true.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're sitting in the Eight of Spades house. So this is all about determination and diligence and discipline and focus and hard work. And when you work hard, then you get the blessings. You got the, you know, of the King of Clubs and the Ten of Diamonds.
Mm.
Now, this is the true home of the King of Clubs, and the King of Clubs is actually your soul card. So
right.
You're coming home to your own soul this year.
Oh, I feel like I am right now.
Yep. Well, you had your birthday already, so.
Yeah.
You know, you're a couple of weeks into it here. You've got the Three of Hearts behind you, which is going to make you hem and haw a bit and go back and forth, maybe regarding where you might want to live or be, or there might be a little bit of that that goes on.
That's going on. Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I see a major life change.
What?
I see a major life change coming for you here, where everything could be going. You could move, and you could go back to some place that you came from, actually, that you've lived before.
Yeah.
Have you thought about going back to a place you've lived before?
Probably, like, another lifetime. San Francisco. I'm not really thinking about it, like, per se, considering it.
Right. Well, it might start bubbling up. It's not going to happen for a little bit of time here, but its influence is in Jupiter, so it's pretty powerful.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Wow. So, do you have a question for me? I want to look at your seven-year cycle real quick.
My question I've had for about 4 months now is, what's next?
What's next?
And I keep saying I don't know, and I think it's being revealed, but I really.
Your work is going to change big time.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
What
it's
going to
change
about.
Big time, but you know what? And you feel that coming. Okay. However, 1, 2, 3, 4. This may not happen until September.
Oh my goodness.
Where it really kicks in. It could happen before then. You may start getting, you know, clarity about it before then. But, I mean, it's possible it could happen before then, but definitely. I mean, it's a huge shift. You're going to completely change the way you work and what you do.
Does that mean I'm going to be in limbo until then?
Well, you know what? I really do feel like you're going to move.
Yeah.
That you're going to relocate and you're going to change your work. And it just looks and feels to me like you're going somewhere you've been before.
Mm.
You know, and part of this is a spiritual journey for you. It's not just, you know, and this is a year when good fortune can come your way. You have to work for it, and you have to be grateful before you get it, but before you even know what it is, actually. And so, you know, there's, you're recreating and reinventing yourself, and you really have to let go. I mean, you've got, you know, let's see, where's your six of spades? You've got three of the four nines in your yearly spread.
Wow.
And when they show up, you know, we have to let go, because something greater is really moving our lives. And, you know, I think that we only experience difficulty when we try to hang on to things because we're afraid, or, you know.
That's what I was saying yesterday in my daily video. It's my need to know became a no, and then I kept saying I don't know. So now I'm just letting go.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know anyway, even when we think we know. And there's no certainty here, you know, except that connection that we have with the deepest part of our being, you know, if we have it. You know, so it's, there is no, nothing is for certain.
No, it is not.
It's,
okay, well,
I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me exactly where we are. Are we a twinkle in somebody's eye? Are we on in a fishbowl on somebody's coffee table? You know, I mean, I know we're in a galaxy, but
yeah,
gosh, you know, fleas on a dog, you know. So,
is there any guidance in my cards on what to be, I mean, in the process of letting go, which I am, I think I'm doing a really good job, what am I to be doing in the meantime, like, just to be surviving in the universe right now?
Well, I don't know about surviving. I prefer thriving to surviving. You know, you have the Nine of Spades sitting in your house, and the King of Hearts. So I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
How is your father's health?
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I question it myself.
Yeah, see, I think you may feel something that is coming. And
yeah.
So you want to keep that in the front of your mind so that you know.
I'm prepared.
Hmm?
That I'm prepared.
Well, that you have the communication that you want to have.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So, you know, I'd start out with a Vipassana course, a 10-day Vipassana course.
Well, that's interesting, because one of my clients was saying she wanted to go, and I said I've been thinking about that.
Well, you've got the Nine of Spades sitting in your house. It would be a great way to start out. And Leanne, if you're still listening, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you either. If you want information about that, email me. But yeah, I mean, I would go there, because you want to live this life and this year inside first. You really want to be in that place of surrender and just paying attention and being receptive, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to move on in case somebody wants to call in, because I promised.
Wonderful.
I would keep my reading short. I'm so glad you called me.
This is a validation of exactly what I am experiencing and intuiting, so I appreciate that very much. Miss Sharon.
You're very welcome, my darling.
Later. I got your call and your emails and stuff. I love you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
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 Do I have a caller?
Yes, hi, Sharon. It's Derek.
Derek, wow.
Yeah.
Hi, Derek.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California.
Yes.
So what's
beautiful
up?
Laguna Beach.
Well, I wanted to give you my birthday and see if you could do a reading for me, please.
Okay.
My birthday is May 9th, 1967.
67?
1967, yes.
So does that make you 42?
I will be 42 in May 9th, 41.
You'll be 42.
Yes.
Everybody that's calling today, oh no, Janet's not in Neptune, but you are. Wow. Okay, I want to look at where you are, Derek.
Okay.
Sure, Neptune, Eight of Spades, Eight of Clubs. So this is a time when you really need to be changing any habits that you no longer want to engage in. And, you know, you're really refining your mind and your way of thinking and your way of being. A lot of that refinement is happening around family because you've got the Seven of Clubs and Four of Hearts house. And let me tell you a little bit about this energy where you are right now.
Okay.
My darling. You know, there's an initiation that's taking place with you right now. And part of it is manifesting through your connection with your family. And part of it is manifesting through your own spiritual awareness. So those two things are coming together so that any division that has existed there is being dissolved. It's being diffused by Neptune. Neptune dissolves things. It's like a solvent in a way. I mean, it's many things. And that's one of the things that it is. And so any old patterns or behaviors that you no longer need are not only up for review and refinement, it's a time when any barriers or separations, structures of separation, would dissolve. That's the opportunity. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, I was born on my father's birthday as well, which is May 9th also.
Uh-huh.
And he will be 72 in May.
He'll be 72. So he's in Neptune. Do you want me to look at his cards?
Yes, please.
So he's 71. Ooh. Well, he's had the Nine of Spades behind him since his last birthday. This card's often known as the Death Card. I like to call it the Death Card. I also like to refer to it as the card of recreation and reinvention. It's a powerful card of initiation. For somebody who's 71, it can be a card that's tapping on their door to say, you know, you want to look at where we're going next? And he's had the Seven of Clubs in his Mercury position. So, you know, there's a good chance that, with the King of Spades, there's a good chance that during this year, since his last birthday, he's had a lot of shifts in how he thinks or his perception of his life.
Hmm. Yeah, he's not well.
Right, well, that card behind him would, you know, it's like death knocking on your door.
So when you say initiation for me, when you, just going back to some of my cards, refinement, spiritual refinement, those kinds of things.
Now, wait, I just want to say something about your dad. Because after his birthday, you know, 72 is a 9, which is a transitional number. And he's sitting in the Five of Hearts house, which means he could be relocating.
After his birthday?
And then giving his body. Huh?
After his birthday?
Sorry. Yeah, once he turns 72. I've seen the Five of Hearts take people to the other side. So, okay, so back to you. What's your question, darling? I'm going to look at 43.
Yes. Yes, it just works.
What's happening in Neptune?
What's coming after...
Oh, my goodness. You're sitting on top of the crown line when you turn 43. Wow.
What does that mean?
That means the world is your oyster, darling. So don't eat between now and then.
Okay.
What? Excuse me?
There's a lot of change and a lot of things that are happening in my life as far regarding work and a new relationship and a lot of refinement. So I'm looking forward to getting to, you know, into my new cards and what the new cards have to offer and getting past some things that have been opportunities to make changes, which is very exciting.
Yes. Well, you're going into a very powerful position, and this year, age 42 has really been about you refining the way you use your mind. And what you've gained from those experiences is now going to support you, age 43. And you're sitting on top of the crown line, which means you're on top of the mountain. You know, you have the power to really engage and express and be successful. You've got the King of Spades and Mercury, which means you're going to have, you know, I also see powerful business partnership. I see a new business that has to do with communication and also, you know, partnership. Partnership is in Venus and Mercury, so this can have to do with women or a woman. Your card is sitting in Mars and Mercury. Your work is going to take off after your birthday. So what you want to be doing right now is the same thing that I told Leanne. When you're in your 52-day Neptune cycle, you really want to curl up inside of yourself and allow yourself to dream. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, all of us are in that cycle, the 52 days before our birthday. And that doesn't mean that we don't take action when it's there and things are before us. It does mean that our inner awareness is best served, and we are best served when we focus within and really allow ourselves to dream, because Neptune is about dreaming. So, you know, on one hand, your cards are telling me that Neptune is dissolving some barriers that you may not even be conscious of. And also, it's calling you to dream. So you can just allow yourself to listen to the song of your soul, you know, and the expression of your spirit and what they want to manifest for you. Because you're being put in the throne on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. I mean, and boy, that whole first week is just like, you're on a ride, an incredible ride. Your daily cards are very powerful. And the card, all those cards for your whole year. And it's all about building foundations, establishing relationships, partnerships, and creating things that are new. So it'll be good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have to say something that I'm feeling, I've been feeling the whole time. As a Ten of Diamonds, I know you like to be spoiled, and I know you like to have what you want. I know you. You know, and so some of that is going to be shifting for you because you've got the Jack of Hearts in Pluto, and there's going to be an altering of your perception of value in this next year that's going to be very profound for you. So I'm just going to quick look at your long-range cards, my friend, and then I'm going to let you go. So 42, you're going to be 42. Well, you're starting a new 7-year cycle. And you've got very powerful long-range cards. Because destiny has been knocking on your door, and you're about to launch into a whole new way of manifesting yourself as to make money. It's very good.
Great.
And people are going to support you just above. And you've probably been feeling this energy coming in for a few months because this is a 7-year cycle. We feel this energy way out in front of us, you know. And it's very nice. You've got the Ten of Diamonds in Venus off your planetary ruling card. It's very great.
Oh,
it's going to be a good year. Just hang in there with Neptune and dream. And
all
go
right.
Be with your dad.
I will. Thank you very much for the reading, and I really appreciate you and love your show.
Okay, Derek. I love you. Take
all
care.
I love you too.
Bye. Bye. Okay, the line's open. You know, I was born in the year of the pig, and pigs really enjoy shock value. And so, you know, I have a special relationship with death because it's touched me closer than I ever wished it had. But I do acknowledge it as the master teacher on the physical plane. I mean, hello, you know, nobody's got it over death here. So it's good to pay attention to because when it comes to touch us in a close way, it's profound, and it is definitely meant to be. And a lot of times things like that don't make sense, and they're very difficult to deal with. However, you know, many people have said throughout the ages that, you know, the earth is a classroom, and that could be true. And if that's so, then the more we take advantage of paying attention, you know, the greater gain we'll have in the end. Do I have someone on the line?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm Michael from Austin.
Hi, Michael from Austin. How are you?
Good.
When's your birthday?
It's October 23rd, 1953.
1953. So are you familiar with the cards?
Once somebody told me I was the Queen of Hearts.
Yes, you are.
I
you're
didn't
Scorpio,
know it now.
Right? I'll tell you. You're you're Scorpio, yes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Queen of Hearts, one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Near the 5 o'clock. I don't know why I counted that out. I already knew that. So the Queen of Hearts on the high side of things is like the perfect human being. And on the low side, you know, let's meet in the alley and see what happens. And everything in between. It's a highly creative influence. And for a man to have a birthday that is a queen day, it gives you an extra sense and awareness of the feminine energy. And I believe that all of us are feminine and masculine. And when we have that in balance, I think it serves us really well because it keeps our emotions in check and our minds in check. So, you know, this is a very artistic, creative influence. It's also a very loving, compassionate influence. And oftentimes, people with this card are artists or, you know, healers or therapists or work with people in some way. And somehow, it's important for that emotional realm of your life to be satisfied. You were born in 1953, and that would be... So, are you 55?
Yes.
Sorry, caught you off guard there?
Yeah.
So the Queen of Hearts is your, that's your birth card. It's like your soul's expression. And you can read more about this on my website, or you can get my books and read even more. And then we have what's called a planetary ruling card. And yours is the 5 of Clubs. This is a card of adventure and exploration. And, you know, you like change. You like variety, I would think. And, you know, you like your mind to be stimulated. And then you have a spirit card as well, which is an expression of who you are. And you're probably also very good with money, if not your own, other people's. And then you have a spirit card, which is the 10 of Spades. So you naturally know how to be successful. It's just a matter of deciding if you want to put the effort in or not. Does that make sense to you, any of that?
Yes, it does.
Because you little heart people, you know, it's nice to relax. You know how to relax. And you really teach the rest of us how to take life easy.
Great.
So at age 55, let me just look at the year, because you had your birthday in October. So this year is governed by Neptune. Everybody that's called in, there's some Neptune going on here. It's interesting. Okay. You've got your planetary ruling card, the 5 of Clubs, in your house. Since your birthday. So when I speak about the year, I'm speaking birthday to birthday. Are you married?
No.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Because you got this little playful playboy type energy dancing around you. So, you know, this has been a year when you've probably been reflecting a little bit about how you maybe want to be more true to yourself and what you really want.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes.
You're a man of few words here. You've got the 10 of Diamonds behind you, which is a really powerful card of blessing and good fortune. And it just asks that you work for what you want. So the potential for, you know, different possibilities showing up for work and opportunities, it looks like it's been there for you. Do you have your own business?
Kind of. I do some teaching.
Teaching?
Yeah. I teach massage therapy.
You teach art therapy?
Massage.
Oh, massage therapy. Oh, how perfect. Well, you know, the Queen of Hearts is known as the compassionate healer and counselor. So that's very good.
Yeah.
Well, now you're in a position to get a lot of support from people. So, you know, I hope you're taking advantage of that.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So let me just look at which 52-day cycle you're in at the moment. Do you have a specific question you want to ask me?
Just how things are looking.
Now, did you have any health stuff go on in the last couple of months, or maybe dealing with someone else's health who's close to you? Why did I even think that? 1, 2, 3, 4. You just went into Jupiter.
Not really.
No. I didn't. The reason I said why did I even think that, I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. You just went into Jupiter cycle. This is a great time for you to start a new business. Or some new aspect, some new way of making money. Maybe you bring a new aspect into your business or something.
Okay.
You just have to follow your intuition step by step when you're doing this. But it has the potential to be very successful. It does have to do with imparting knowledge to people and communicating something that you know. Is there something that you've thought about teaching in your class, but maybe thought it was either too far out or people weren't ready for it?
In fact, yes. Putting together a seminar on mixing all your own natural personal care products.
Perfect. Do it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
That sounds good.
Now, there's something about the design of the label. God knows where this is coming from, and he's not talking, but this is coming up for me. About, has there been some confusion about the marketing aspect of this or something?
No, I teach people to make their own.
Oh, I see. But there's something still showing up for me about labeling or marketing or branding.
Huh.
You need to think about that because that's popping up real loud.
Okay.
It's not as clear as I'd like it to be, but just think about that, how you're going to brand this.
Okay.
That's what it is, how you're going to brand this. All right?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For calling, Michael.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. This is so much fun. I love doing this. I have just 4 minutes. I want to remind you to go to my website if you haven't been there, Star of the Magi, StarOfTheMagi.com. Explore the information I have in there about the cards. You can sign up for the card of the day, which is free, and I write that every night and send it out. It's about the energy of the day in general the next day. Or for the day you get it. You usually get it in the morning, unless I'm in some obscure place where I have no internet connection. And I refuse to automate it because I like to be spontaneous. I really do this to just make available this information for people because I believe that it's really empowering. And you might want to check out my books, Cards of Destiny and Love and Destiny. And you can buy them on my site or you can buy them from Amazon or anywhere. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to thank Leanne and Janet and Derek and Michael for all calling in today. And I will be back, not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. I also have another website, which is called itsallinthecards.com. So my next show is on the 29th. And, I also have a webinar series that I teach, and I'll be beginning the next one in May. So there will be information about that. And I have two new ebooks that'll be coming out this month as well. So stay tuned, and, you know, I suggest that you explore the cards and explore the suits of the cards. They have much to teach us. The hearts teach us about love and how our understanding and awakening of the heart leads us to compassion. And the club suit teaches us understanding. The club suit rules the mind. And the diamond suit teaches us integrity and the power in giving. And the spade suit teaches us the power of diligence, discipline, and determination, and leads us to wisdom. So compassion, understanding, integrity, and wisdom. The four suits are very powerful. And each one has its own characteristics that shows up in our personalities. And it's really fun to play in the realm of the cards, like Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, learn what they have to teach us. Because that pack of cards, that deck of cards, is actually a book. It's an ancient book of wisdom. And it is the matrix of time. And when we're able to see that, then we're liberated. We're free. So, bless you all. Have a wonderful 2 weeks. If you want to contact me, feel free. My phone number is 213-281-8063. My email address is sharon@starofthemagi.com. My website is starofthemagi.com. Bless you. Bye.